This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Governor Charlie Baker is once again tapping the National Guard as the state tries to address rising COVID cases and overcrowding in hospitals due to the Omicron variant. The state also released new guidance today on elective hospital procedures. And Governor Baker recommended that people wear masks when indoors in public spaces, but he did not issue a mask mandate. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel joins us now. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi, Lisa.
The governor is going to activate up to 500 National Guard members. Most of them will be stationed directly at hospitals. What will they be doing?
So about 300 of them will be at hospitals doing non-medical tasks, so things like delivering food or transporting patients when it's not an emergency. The governor hopes this will free up the clinical staff to deal with the surging number of COVID patients. Also, the Department of Public Health guided hospitals to postpone elective procedures, at least those that will result in a hospital admission, in order to keep more beds available for COVID patients.
The governor, as we said, did not mandate that people wear masks in public places. And given the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, and given the fact that masks are known to stop the spread, why didn't he mandate it?
He was asked exactly that question. And what he responded with was saying basically, quote, "I have no interest in putting a mandate in place on this issue." And he was saying that he did that before when there were no other tools available. And now we kind of have other tools. And he pointed to things like rapid tests and vaccines. Basically, with all of this going on, Baker did acknowledge that there's a lot of anxiety, and he tried to reassure people.
For the foreseeable future, Massachusetts and most of the country will see large numbers of new cases. But a new case today does not mean the same thing a new case meant a year ago.
He pointed to COVID therapies and vaccines to say that we are in a much better place than in 2020. And I should say he also made it very clear that schools will remain open for in-person learning.
So what's been the reaction to his announcements today?
Well, there's been some concern that it doesn't go far enough. When it comes to hospitals, Robert Horsberg, who's an epidemiologist at Boston University, says activating the National Guard and postponing elective surgeries are the right steps, but they are only first steps.
What's more important is to start creating extra hospital capacity, like we did last year when they opened a sort of pseudo hospital at the convention center. Because we need to have overflow capacity so that if we do fill up our hospitals, you know, we're prepared for that.
Horsberg also says simply recommending people wear masks is insufficient. His argument is a lot of people, because of social pressure, do not want to wear a mask. But if there's a mandate, then they can kind of have cover in order to mask. And if somebody questions them, they can point to that mandate.
Let's talk about COVID testing, Gabriella. The Biden administration announced that it will be distributing a half billion free rapid tests around the country. Here in Massachusetts, the state is giving out more than 2 million in aggregate for Massachusetts. Is that going to be enough?
The short answer is likely no. These both sound like big numbers, but the public health experts that I have talked to say they are not big enough. Demand for testing is extraordinarily high, which they say is good. You want people testing, but it's hard to test. There are long lines. You have a hard time getting appointments. There are lots of pharmacies that are sold out. On Facebook, you can even find people trying to buy tests off their friends. So the issue is, if it's hard to get testing, a lot fewer people are going to be kind of willing to go through all that effort. Now, this is important both on the prevention side of things and on the treatment side of things. For prevention, if you test before you gather with other people, you can be quite sure that you are not spreading the virus any further. For treatment, we have two new oral COVID meds that are likely to be authorized very soon. But for them to work, you need to get them on board within the first few days of getting symptoms. And needless to say, that requires having a test. So kind of getting this testing piece right is going to be critical.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thanks very much.
Thank you.